climate change will be a key issue in the coming federal election, and yesterday the government unveiled the policy it will take to the election. Independent Karen Phelps campaigned heavily on climate change when she seized the blue ribbon seat of Wentworth from the Liberal Party in a by-election last year. You'll remember why she had to run, of course. Malcolm Turnbull resigned. Liberal Dave Sharma is hoping to take Wentworth back from Dr. Phelps in May, and he wants the coalition to do more to show it's serious about tackling the issue. I spoke to him a little earlier. Dave Sharma, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia.
You want the coalition to do more to tackle climate change. What would you like to see done?
Look, I think the point where Australia can make the biggest impact is internationally. I mean, we need to remember that we're a modest source overall in the scheme of things in terms of carbon emissions. We certainly need to be credible here at home, and we do need to tackle it. But we can really move the needle a lot more by getting the other major countries, the other major emitters, and including those outside the Paris Agreement, to come back in and commit to those targets.
So what do you make of the Prime Minister's Climate Solutions Fund? Is it inadequate?
No, not at all. I welcome it. I mean, I think it's great. He's laid out a pathway for us to meet our Paris emissions targets, to do so credibly, to do so in a way that's likely to be least disruptive to the economy, and the one that works, you know, with the grain of market forces and technological developments.
But the Climate Solutions Fund the government announced has been badged as a $2 billion commitment, but it's actually only $200 million a year. That's $600 million over a three-year cycle. Is that deliberately misleading?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, it's not really a question of how much money you spend, it's how much abatement or how much emissions do you take out of the atmosphere or stop Australia from producing. And I think on this, the Emissions Reduction Fund has got a good record of, you know, buying emissions reductions at somewhere around $12 a tonne. It's been one of the most effective ways to reduce our carbon emissions.
Sure, but it's not actually a market solution, is it? You know, you're paying some polluters, but not actually the big polluters.
Well, there are other mechanisms that are dealing with the big polluters. And I'd say this isn't the full suite of solutions. I mean, the Prime Minister today made an announcement about Snowy Hydro 2.0 scheme and going ahead with that. Yesterday, there was an announcement about Tasmania's Battery of the Nation project. And these are all things that we need to be doing together and in concert to meet our targets and to lower our carbon footprint.
You say Australia must put itself into a credible position to convince other countries of the merits of stronger international action. How should it do this, given, in your own language, there's been all this flip-flopping for a decade on this issue?
Well, look, I would say we are credible on this issue. I mean, Australia is the chair of something called the Umbrella Group, and we played a pretty instrumental role just a few months ago in finalising the protocols for the implementation of the Paris Agreement, the road rules, if you like, about accounting standards and transparency and whatnot. So we do have a leadership role to play there, but I think policy inconsistency in Australia, and this is going back, you know, 10 or 12 years now, has undermined our effectiveness internationally. And I think the Prime Minister, by laying out this roadmap, by reaffirming our commitment to meet these Paris targets, and by recognising the seriousness of the problem we're dealing with, will help boost our hand in international negotiations.
Okay, you mentioned Snowy today, and you're right, the Prime Minister's announcing that, and yesterday, this Climate Solutions Fund. Would you like the government to be doing more? Is that really enough?
I think the most important thing we can do is reaffirm our Paris targets, make sure we meet them, make sure we're on track to meet them, and I believe the Prime Minister's set of announcements do that. And then where we can make the biggest impact to save the planet, because remember, this is a global challenge, Australia alone can't fix it, is to get other countries to raise their level of ambition, make sure they meet their targets, make sure we're all working towards the same goal.
Okay, but if we want to be international leaders, as you say, we need better and more robust policies too, don't we?
I don't think so. I think we need to be credible and we need to be meeting our targets. And I think our targets are credible. And I think we've laid out a pathway to make sure that we meet those targets. I mean, no country around the world wants to do this in a way that's reckless or that's economically irresponsible or that's going to cause massive dislocations to people's lives and people's livelihoods. We need to do this in a responsible, a pragmatic and incremental way.
Okay.
And we need to do it by cooperating together.
But other countries look at Australia and they see that we've been having the most toxic war, actually inside your political party, about this issue and beyond. If they hear that there are climate deniers in the governing party, what are they to think?
Well, I think the world outside would have seen what the Prime Minister's announced yesterday and today and what we're saying on this, and they'll be reassured about what they're hearing. I think that's important. I mean, I don't accept the characterisation that you offered before. But I think it is important that we emphasise our policy clarity and our commitment on this issue. And
okay.
I think we've done that.
You say you don't accept that characterisation. How can you not accept it? The fact is the National Energy Guarantee was dumped in the dying days of Malcolm Turnbull's prime ministership because some just thought it was too ambitious.
Look, I think there are a number of reasons for why the National Energy Guarantee met the fate it did, and I don't intend to go into those. But I'd say that there has been policy discontinuity or uncertainty over this across both sides of politics and going back, as I said, over a decade earlier. And it's important we put this behind us. I mean, climate change is a challenge. It's a significant challenge, but it shouldn't have been allowed to bedevil Australian politics as it has now for over a decade.
Okay, but you're running for a party that has been at war on this issue. What impact would you seek to have if you won this seat of Wentworth, given your opponent in Wentworth, who currently holds the seat, Karen Phelps, has really campaigned very strongly on this issue?
Well, I believe that, we have a duty, a responsibility as elected politicians to address this issue for future generations, but we have a duty to do so in a responsible and a pragmatic way. So that's what I'm offering. I'd be offering, this would be an important priority for me if I was elected to Parliament, and I'd be a voice, within the party room and within the Parliament for making sure we do address this issue in a credible way and in an effective way, but one that's responsible and consistent with, sound economic management.
So you're prepared to say to your electorate, well, it's not your electorate yet, you want it to be, but the electorate of Wentworth, that you're going to be fighting inside the Liberal Party room for stronger action on climate change?
Look, I'm saying to the public at large that I'll be an advocate for credible action on climate change, for meeting our Paris targets and for being more ambitious internationally. That's really where I believe we can have the biggest impact.
But with respect, many people in that electorate didn't vote for you because they weren't convinced that your party was credible on this issue.
Look, I think that was definitely an important issue in the by-election, and I think I'm pleased with what the Prime Minister said, and I'm re-emphasising this. We do need to be credible on this issue. I fundamentally accept that, and I think what the Prime Minister's announced yesterday and today as well is important in emphasising our credibility on this issue.
Last night, the Prime Minister yet again said that the government would meet its Paris reduction targets in a canter. But would you get anywhere near that 26 to 28% reduction if you weren't relying on all those millions of tonnes of carryover credits from Kyoto? I mean, that's what you're doing here. That's how you're reaching it.
Well, I think, with Kyoto, there are options to buy carbon credits offshore, and several countries are going to be doing that, including New Zealand, for instance. We've got carryover credits because we exceeded our earlier target. Now, I don't think it's wrong to say, well, that should count on the ledger, in our credit, in our favour. I don't think there's anything misleading or sneaky about that at all.
So you think it's fine? I mean, how is the electorate of Wentworth and beyond meant to take you seriously then if you say it's fine to just take over carryover credits rather than the ambition you talked about earlier?
Well, I think otherwise what you're doing here is you're penalising overperformance. I mean, people are exceeding their targets and they're saying, well, we're ratcheting it up accordingly. I mean, that's not the way to incentivise good behaviour by countries here. I think if you exceed your targets, it's perfectly legitimate. And the Kyoto rules allow this. And this was confirmed in Poland when these rules were finalised.
That's Liberal candidate for Wentworth, Dave Sharma.